This is day 28 of St. Mark's Church Journey Through the Psalms for Lent, Tuesday the 29th of March, and the reading is Psalm 90, and it's taken from the New International Version. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our years is 70 years, or 80, we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O God, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendour to their children. May the favour of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is beautiful and complex psalm. As I reflect on it, I'm drawn to three qualities of God that it tells us about. The first of these is his eternal reliability. He's the creator. Verse 2 tells us that he brought forth the earth before the mountains were born. He's eternal. Verse 2 tells us that from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And his concept of time is so much superior to ours. Verse 4 tells us that 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or a watch in the night. In contrast, we are like the grass of the field in verses 5 to 6. But this doesn't stop him from cherishing us. The second concept that jumps out at me is that God is our dwelling place. This is only mentioned once, but it's such a wonderful concept that I was bowled away by it. In Israel, land was really important. The promised land, tribal land allocations, the tabernacle and temple as the places where God dwelt. But here, it's telling us that it's not God's house that is our dwelling place, it is him himself. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, we're told in the very first verse. And I'm reminded of one of the very last verses in the Bible in Revelation 21 verse 22, when the new heaven and the new earth are being described, that God will remake at the end of time. There, as in this psalm, I did not see a temple in the city, as the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. He alone is our dwelling place, not a building. Finally, God's righteous anger is revealed here, and looking at the world today, rightly so. Who knows its power, asks the psalmist in verse 11. But the psalmist can confidently ask in verse 13, God to have compassion on his servants and satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, because God's grace can always bring forgiveness and mercy to those who ask. Grace is the third characteristic that I see in this passage. So as we reflect, can we worship God today as the one who's eternal, beyond time, beyond our finite imaginations? Can we enjoy the fact that he himself, not a church or a cathedral or a temple, is our dwelling? And can we delight in his grace, knowing that whatever we've done, there's always forgiveness at the cross? So a prayer to finish. God of eternity, God our dwelling place, God of grace, would you fill our lives today with wonder, with security, and with a knowledge of your forgiveness? And may we always know this is solely down to what you did on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.